Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I love these studies and statistics that they give telling us how we humans spend our lives, our time. Things like, well, one-third of our life is spent sleeping. Or 3.5 years is spent just eating in a normal average lifetime. 9 years of watching TV for Americans. Wow, I don't think I would meet that one. 6 months of a person's life is spent just waiting in lines. Well, this gospel we just heard from Luke is about waiting for the Lord. Christians have been waiting, you know, for like 2,000 years for this second coming of Jesus, which actually changed the thinking of those first disciples about thy kingdom come, and certainly the whole church's history of waiting has changed our own theology about the second coming. In fact, if you're a Christian, a good Christian, you see all of human history as basically salvation history. It's the same thing. Existence, the meaning of life here on planet Earth, and your worldview, it's all changed once you see it as God's time. Time according to God. So the question might be is, how patient are we with our one life on Earth, with the allotted time we have been given? The psalmist says 70 is the sum of our years, or 80 for those who are strong. Of course, today with doctors' help, we might be pushing more centenarians, more like 100 could be the sum of your years. Nevertheless, the question is, how are they spent? How patient are we? All this life of waiting, in some way, waiting for our own end, waiting to meet the Lord, but also waiting for Mass to start, and then, of course, waiting for the homily to end, and so Mass can end, and waiting for the coffee to brew in the morning, waiting for the red light to change at rush hour, those delayed flights, waiting for them to board, waiting for the bell to ring at school or the clock to tick at work to end the day. Wait for the next holiday vacation. Aren't we all waiting for that? A lot of us are waiting for the World Series, the baseball here in the United States to begin. We wait and wait and wait for a zillion people, for a zillion things to happen in our lives, always waiting for the next thing. This gospel gives us, you know, some clues on how we might wait. One indication is, in Jesus' story, is that the servants should be prepared. We should be willing to serve. We should be joyful waiters, joyful servants, which leads to many surprises, actually, and many blessings. Imagine if the Lord comes and he waits on us after all our waiting for him. To be a vigilant servant brings joy, really. Though at the time it doesn't always seem very joyful. We can lose our patience if we don't keep our Christian heads about us as we go through life. Imagine, for example, the joy of the arrival at the airport of a family member or dear friend that you have been waiting to see for a long time. Of course, there's a lot of impatience in the waiting at the airport, but the joy of that arrival is worth the early arrival, worth all the planning and getting ready, the excitement, the awaited hug, and all the blessings that come with the arrival. So no matter if the flight actually was delayed and comes in at some ungodly hour after a whole night's vigil of waiting, the joy of the arrival is worth the wait. So here we are. Instead of waiting in a negative way and complaining, losing patience throughout our lives, always angry about life's tedious waiting, let's live for the Lord happily, knowing, yes, He is coming someday. But take delight now in serving and preparing now, as we all diligently wait on one another each day while we wait for the Lord. In each day that we live in so many ways of being good servants, that's what it means to really wait on the Lord.